therapy week had, well, you got to have some of those sometimes. No, I know one guy, financial bigwig at the local university. His favorite thing to do was read books on how to do audits. And so he would go into a department, hi, we're here to audit you. And they'd find all kinds of corruption. And so the local university liked him. Anyhow, he was a busy guy, kind of a workaholic. And then when he wasn't reading books on how to do audits, he was changing the oil in his car because it was therapeutic. He'd change his own oil. Like, you need to have something to do. So I've had one of those days. I guess you need them every once in a while. I don't, you know, just, yeah, you need them. I went and did some work on a back burner coding project to kind of get some stuff off my mind and clear a little empty space in the back of the shop, so to speak. And 9 hours of sleep. Do that for yourself. Seriously. Something interesting I've just been up to, just me, who I am as a person, what I do. I'm not into weight training with dead weights. I know how to lift weights. I understand philosophy of weightlifting, whether you do failure or feel it, there's a difference. And I get all that. I know that you've got to work your core. The problem I have with, I mean, machines are really bad. Dead weights, you get more balanced muscle stuff out of it, but I don't like the gym because if you're going to balance your body out, you've got to do so many different little exercises to compensate for all the isolation you've got. It's like trying to create a fully functioning synthetic biological organism. There's so much that just normal life takes care of naturally, but if you're going to do it artificially, I mean, you've practically got to play God. I mean, when you go to the gym with the weights, even if you're doing free weights, you're trying to play God with your body, trying to say what needs to be exercised and what doesn't. So I'm not totally opposed to it. Free weights are better than machines, but you know, I mean, the idea of machines is you can't drop a weight on someone. It's supposedly safe. The problem is it's so incredibly isolated. It's a machine is only exercising one specific muscle from one specific angle, and there's no balancing muscle you get out of it. There's no balancing exercise. And if you don't do balance exercises, then these little tiny muscles inside your joints aren't going to be strong. And that's when you get things like tennis elbow. You're walking down the street, you lift up your bag and something snaps inside your shoulder. Well, it's this little tiny muscle you've been neglecting that you use to balance something. And you're like, what happened? It's like, whoa. So I'm all about calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, just natural, just balancing yourself, acrobatics, whatever. So when I exercise, I like to exercise doing skateboarding, doing swimming, and doing street dancing. And just recently, I've been on this inspiration kick where I really, really, really want to develop some breakdancing skill along with some popping and locking, maybe hip hop. And I'll tell you why hip hop. There was this Baroque dance instrument. Yes, Baroque was mostly about dance. We talk about Baroque music, 1600s, Bach, you know, very, very Baroque. Harpsichord before the piano was invented. They had organ and harpsichord, but no piano. Piano was 1800s, late 1700s. So the Baroque period, they would write the songs with a certain number of measures. And so the song was so long so that it would fit with the Baroque dance. And if you know the Baroque dance, then you understand the Baroque music better. Most of Bach's stuff was written so that you could dance to it with a specific prearranged dance. So many steps, this 4 steps here, 8 steps there. 2 steps here, 3 steps there. And so you could dance to it. So if you knew the dance, you knew the music. Well, there was this Baroque dance instructor that came from England here to Taiwan. And she was showing me, I think they were gypsies. Yes, it is a video of gypsy dancers. And she pointed out how some of the techniques that they were using from an old gypsy traditional dance was hip hop. He's like, look what they're doing. It's kick the tassel. One of the things in Baroque dance, when you'd practice learning dance, there'd be this tassel this big old rope with a tassel on the bottom. You're supposed to go out and you're supposed to reach up and kick the tassel just perfectly. And that was part of it. So hip hop, your hips move around is what you see, but the way your hips move around happens just so because your foot is going in the right place. So kick the tassel and in proper dance kicks would make your hips move. And that's where hip hop gets the hop from the hip. And so hip hop actually arguably goes back hundreds and hundreds of years as far as what some of its technique are using. I know in street dancing, it started with locking and then it went to popping and then it went to breaking and then came hip hop. But hip hop was an adaptation built on all those things from, you know, reaching back. It was kind of the Renaissance. This has been a fascinating little... Anyhow, so I've got this fetish lately that I just really wanted you to know about. I'm reaching a place where a number of people are asking me to teach them computer stuff and I just don't have time. And I'm dealing with the number of people that are trying to... I don't know, make something of their lives. And I'm, as I've said before, I want to do a computer curriculum teaching online, and I want to do a life coaching supplement teaching online. I really don't want to take the time to do personal life coaching. It'd be really expensive if I did, cause I'm so busy, but I want to get to these things. And I just feel like I just can't do a life coaching curriculum if I'm not, you know, I don't know. Tony Robbins went and got a black belt in like a week or something. Like it's like, or like 9 weeks or something. Tony Robbins would do a whole bunch of different things really effectively. And I feel like I really, as much as I've done so many different things, and as much as I'm developing a philosophy of programming languages and, you know, Bible and writing and graphic design, as much as I'm rounded with these things, knowing Mandarin, I just feel like I haven't learned enough many different things. So I'm just continuing to drive myself. And today was a therapy day. Anyhow, we've got a fascinating week of, for therapy, I went and worked on an auxiliary coding project. It's to help teachers work with students and then for students to be able to publish very simple content to a blog. It's kind of entertainment. I think it goes along with my Pink Right teacher's aid package things. Pacific Daily Ads really got a lot of progress on it this week. Major, major progress. But projects always take longer than you expect them to. They always take longer than you expect. Don't quit. Stay awesome. See you tomorrow.